it's one of those quote unquote not as strong quarterback classes. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. The reason why I agree with that, man, we just put so much emphasis on the quarterback and just think that's our franchise. You know, look at Tom Brady. He didn't start. He had to sit. Look at Aaron Rodgers. He had to sit. Look at Big Ben. Big Ben started over default because Tommy got hurt. Peyton Manning struggled his first year. Eli came in midseason, struggled for about a year and a half. So it's the process, you know. Those guys had to wait. But nobody had a franchise face for Tom Brady. We did have a franchise face for Eli, Peyton, and Big Ben. Aaron Rodgers went late, late as in second round. So we just want to throw these guys and say franchise, franchise, franchise. I just feel like saying what I feel like for a corner or a safety or any position. When you have a rare quarterback, okay, now he's a franchise quarterback. But we just keep throwing franchises on quarterbacks. You know, Russell Wilson, third round. Dak Prescott, fourth round. Don't give me a franchise. Give me a mean running game with a mean offensive line and a badass defense. And let my quarterback not make too many mistakes. And we're going to roll.
Texans are picking 25th. And all the stuff you just said, they have a guy in Tom Savage that they like, but they could take a quarterback and let him sit for a little bit. Maybe a good situation. If that's a situation they would go into, which of the guys in this draft would you roll with?
Deshaun Watson all day. You want to talk about experience. You want to talk about a guy who's a proven winner. You want to talk about a guy who pretty much dominated playing the SEC. And if you look at Alabama, he never backed down from Alabama at all. He's 1-for-1 against Alabama. Could have went 2-0 against Alabama for the national championship. So he's 33-2. He's had the games where he didn't start off well but played well. He's had a few bad games. He's played injured. So when you got a guy who has that on his resume, it's like he's qualified. He's certified. So why not take this guy? The stage is never too big for him. He's always up for the challenge. And the team rally around this guy. It's never about him. It's always about the team. And you can just tell how the guys look at him in a huddle. So when you have a guy like that, yeah, I think he's the only first-round guy. Not knocking anybody in this draft other than the other quarterbacks, but I think Deshaun Watson, to me, is the only first-round quarterback.
Talking with Ike Taylor, NFL Network, former Steelers great at corner, and you bring up the leadership aspect that Deshaun Watson has. How important is that? Because you played with some pretty damn good leaders at quarterback in your career.
That quarterback position, man, you damn near got to be cocky. Because when y'all win, you're going to get all the fame. When y'all lose, you're going to get the heat. You got to have a different mindset to play that quarterback position. You're the face of the franchise when you get on that level, that franchise level. So Deshaun Watson, man, and that's what people got to start understanding, man. Like, okay, let me ask the offensive lineman about Patrick Mahomes. Let me ask the offensive lineman about Mitchell Trubisky. Let me ask these offensive linemen because they're blocking for him. And they can look you in your eyes and see when stuff ain't going well, whether you're rattled or not. And Deshaun Watson never got rattled. So when you have a guy of that stature, again, man, I played corner for 1 year in college. So experience really wasn't needed. I needed more reps. For that quarterback position, experience is needed. Reps is needed. And by far, Deshaun has that.
Texans picking at 25. So you're probably not too high on quarterback as a whole at that pick. Who do you like in that range? Because Texans have a really good defense. They had a pretty solid running game. They've got two pretty good wide receivers. What do you like at that spot for the Texans?
Don't give me a tight end. They got a tight end from Ole Miss called Evan Ingram. 6'4", 237, ran a 4.4. Now, we could talk about how good the corners look, how good the receivers looked at the combine, but the tight ends look just as better as both of these guys, groups, and ran just as fast at 230, 240, 250. So you put a nice little tight end with a good running game, got a mean defense. J.J. Watt going to come back healthy. We saw with Clowney what he did when he was healthy, finally. Marcellus, how he's coming along. So it's a good bunch, man. So we will see, but I would definitely put a tight end in that category over there in Texas.
You're about adding a weapon, another weapon for Tom Savage, basically.
No question. No question. And why not have a weapon that like a tight end? You know, tight ends are chain movers. They're your ultimate mismatches. So you might as well. They're your red zone targets. They're your big body, don't mind getting hit kind of guys. So why not have them?
Well, I like it. You're unique. You're the only one out there saying Texans at tight end. But Tom Savage, finish with this. Tom Savage as a whole, what do you see? What do you like? What do you think he can improve upon? And what's the future?
Oh, you saw this. This is what fans need to start watching, the sideline. So when Brock wasn't playing too well and Tom got in, you saw the defense come from sitting down, standing up on the sideline. Why? Because they knew. When Tony Romo got hurt, then Tony Romo's second guy got hurt, then Dak came. Nobody whispered nothing from Dallas. Nobody said, oh, man, here we go. Everybody knew what they had in Dak. So when you got defenders coming up, getting off the seat to see what Tom going to do, the light bulb should come off. Be like, oh, yeah, they know they got something over there. They know they got something.
It's encouraging to hear you say that because in the locker room after that game, it was a lot of what you're talking about. I mean, there's an excitement in the locker room that you hadn't heard really in quite some time, in years.
The locker room ain't going to lie. Guys on defense, when an offensive guy gets hurt, see how fast they get up. Guys on offense, when a defensive guy make a play, see how fast they get up. That sideline ain't going to lie to you. That sideline ain't going to lie to you. So just watch who gets hurt, who makes plays, and who gets up from the sideline. That's going to tell your whole story.
Ike Taylor, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.